the wisest person in Athens, claimed to know nothing. That was the verdict of the oracle at Delphi, and it baffled everyone who heard it, including Socrates himself. He spent years testing it, walking into the agora, the open marketplace of Athens, and questioning generals, poets, and politicians who were certain they understood justice, courage, and virtue. Every single time, the conversation collapsed, not because Socrates was cleverer, because the certainty was hollow. And here is the counterintuitive truth that anchors everything in this course, Edward. The person most confident in their answer is often the least equipped to defend it. Now, the method Socrates used had a name. The Greeks called it the elenchus, a word meaning scrutiny, testing, or refutation. Think of it as a controlled demolition of an idea. Someone walks in holding a belief like a solid brick. Socrates does not grab the brick and smash it. Instead, he asks them to describe it. Then he asks a few more questions. He gets them to agree to additional premises, small, reasonable-sounding claims. Then he shows that those premises directly contradict the original belief. The brick was hollow the whole time. The interlocutor, the person being questioned, is expected to answer according to their own genuine beliefs. That is the critical rule. This is not a debate where you argue a position assigned to you. The elenchus tests the coherence of what you actually think. The agora was the perfect arena for this, Edward, because it was full of experts. Experts are the most dangerous kind of certain person. They know enough to sound authoritative and not enough to notice the gaps. Socrates would begin with a simple clarifying question, not a refutation, just a request for definition. What exactly do you mean by courage? Not an example of courage, the meaning. That distinction matters enormously. Most people, when pressed for a definition rather than an example, discover they have been using a word without understanding it. The procedure of using examples to build toward a general principle is called epagoge. Socrates used it to expose the gap between what people could point to and what they could actually explain. The conversation would often end in aporia, a Greek term for a state of productive puzzlement, where the interlocutor recognizes they cannot adequately support their original answer. No resolution, no tidy conclusion, just the honest discovery of a limit. Here is where it gets genuinely interesting for you. There is a crucial distinction between two kinds of certainty. Epistemic certainty concerns whether a belief is actually supported by evidence. Psychological certainty concerns how confident a person feels. These are completely different properties. A person can feel absolutely certain while possessing zero epistemic warrant for that certainty. Socratic questioning targets exactly this gap. It does not attack feelings. It examines logical consistency. And because the questioner chooses which premises and implications to pursue, the direction of the examination can shape where it lands, meaning the method is powerful but not automatically neutral. Critical Socratic questioning is described as systematic, disciplined, and deep. It is not a collection of casual provocations. It is connected to metacognition, the capacity to monitor and regulate your own thinking. When a question forces you to examine why you believe something, you are no longer just thinking. You are watching yourself think. That is a different cognitive act entirely. The takeaway from all of this is precise, and it matters. True wisdom begins with the admission of ignorance. Not performed humility, not strategic modesty. Genuine recognition that confidence and knowledge are not the same thing. Socrates left no writings. The picture we have of him comes almost entirely through Plato's dialogues, which means even our understanding of the method is filtered through representation. That is itself a Socratic lesson. Remember this, the elenchus does not promise answers. It promises clarity about what you do not yet know. And in a world saturated with confident voices, the person willing to say, "I cannot adequately defend this," is not the weakest thinker in the room. They are, as the oracle suggested, the wisest.